The prosecution today rested its case in the first phase of the Boston Marathon bombing trial. Now the defense has begun. From day one, lawyers for the accused bomber, Jahar Tsarnaev, have admitted that he did it, but they're arguing that he was under the sway of his older brother, Tamerlan, and so he should not be put to death. Robert Gottlieb is a former New York City prosecutor and a longtime criminal defense attorney who's handled death penalty cases. He's with us from New York to talk about the defense strategy moving forward in this case. Robert, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And we should say, even though Tsarnaev's attorneys have said that he was there, he participated in the bombing, in the shooting of an MIT police officer, and in the firefight with police in the Boston suburb of Watertown, he did not plead guilty. His lawyers are not mounting an insanity defense. What is their strategy here?
The strategy right from the beginning was to say, for the purpose of having credibility with that jury, listen, he's guilty. We're in the guilt phase of a capital punishment trial. There are two phases. The guilt phase, in order to have credibility with the jury, they said he did it. We're not playing games. Death is a serious, serious business when it comes to criminal trials. But what they've done right from the beginning, even in this first phase, the guilt phase, is to begin to establish piece by piece that he played the minor role, that he was under the influence. He adored his older brother. His older brother was 26 years old. He was 19 years old. He was, in fact, raised, in effect, by his older brother. And they're trying to establish, because in the jury in the second phase, after saying, yes, he committed the crime, he's guilty, then they have to consider the punishment. And they're hoping that the jury, in weighing the aggravating circumstances, which is the horrific evidence of the bombing, versus the mitigating circumstances, his background, who he is, the minor role he played, when everything is taken into account, they're hoping the jury will say he should not be put to death.
But there's a risk there, because the jurors, even right now, are seeing and hearing extremely graphic evidence about what happened to the three people killed in the bombings, how their bodies were torn apart. How does the defense address that if they are admitting that their client is responsible for this?
Yeah, I see. That's a great question. There was actually a greater risk if they actually fought whether or not he committed the crimes. The jury would have just totally discounted it. The case is horrific. The defense attorneys, in fact, have said he did it. It's horrible. But that ultimately in a death penalty case is not going to be the issue. The issue is, based on everything, all the mitigating circumstances, the fact that he played a lesser role and was under the thumb of his older brother. You, as a matter of law, jurors, you have an option. You can say kill him or life imprisonment without parole. And because he played that lesser role, because all the information that's going to come out in this second phase will show that he was under the thumb of his brother, Boston is a town where even in Boston, because it was the focus of this horrific crime, they ultimately, the defense is hoping, will say life imprisonment without parole.
If you were defending Tsarnaev, would you put him on the stand to testify in his own defense?
I don't know that the answer, and I'll tell you why. I've never sat down with him. I don't know how he's going to come across. In fact, everything I've read and heard about, his affect in the courtroom raises questions whether or not the injuries that he suffered actually have now had an effect on his capacity to express himself. So you don't know how he's going to come across. And even if he came across well, I might be reluctant to put him on the stand, because it then allows the prosecutor to have a second bite of the apple in talking about all the horrible things that occurred, to replay the videos of him being there, of placing the backpack there, of then they had the video of him going into a convenience store and getting some milk after the bombing. By putting him on the stand, all of that's going to be reheard by the jury. I'll bet that the defense attorneys are going to be very reluctant to actually put him on the stand.
Robert Gottlieb, as you know, the defense tried unsuccessfully to get the trial moved out of Boston, arguing that Tsarnaev would not get a fair trial in the city, given how many people were personally touched by the bombings and the manhunt in Boston. Do you think it would have made a difference if the trial had been moved somewhere else?
No. No, the irony in this case is, and I would have done the same thing as defense attorneys. These are wonderful, good, experienced capital punishment defense attorneys. They properly made the motions. It's now an appellate issue should he be convicted and even sentenced to life, whether or not it should have been conducted in Boston. But the irony is that Boston, Massachusetts, is a more liberal state. The state itself doesn't even have the death penalty. So the irony is they may, in fact, have as great a chance of having life imprisonment without parole in a trial out of Boston than they would anywhere else. There are a heck of a lot worse conservative places for a defense attorney and a defendant to have a death penalty case than Boston.
Well, and in fact, in the most recent poll from WBUR released last week, only 27% of people said that Tsarnaev should get the death penalty. There's not a lot of support for it, as you say, in Boston and Massachusetts. And that number has actually dropped since the trial began. What do you expect will happen looking at all of this?
Listen, right from the beginning in this case, Judy Clark and the other defense attorneys have worked tirelessly to learn everything about his life from the day he was born. They are going to emphasize everything about his childhood, the fact that his parents left to go to Russia, leaving him in the care of his older brother. They're going to introduce all the evidence about the older brother is the person who downloaded the computer materials regarding the radical literature. They're going to introduce everything to show that he spent his entire childhood adoring his older brother, being raised by his older brother, maybe even having a mental illness, an effect of learning disabilities. They are going to demonstrate that he played the lesser role and therefore he should be held accountable. The accountability here would be life imprisonment without parole.
Robert Gottlieb, former New York City prosecutor, longtime criminal defense attorney, talking with us about the trial of admitted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. The defense has begun today. Robert, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.